Yeah, those are like things that you just know.
It's in your vernacular, like you said. You would understand that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a part where there's a crucial part in this book that has to do with that, and not everyone would get that, dude. And it's like, man, I understand, dude.
Because you're of the time, you know?
All these old Japanese animes he throws in there too, dude.
He slides like in Gundam, I would assume he slides in a little bit of Akira.
Dude, in the movie,
Fist of the North Star,
the girl has the bike of Akira.
Oh, she has the motorcycle?
While he rides the DeLorean in the movie, she rides the bike in Akira.
Wow.
Exactly, dude.
That's dope.
It's freaking awesome. And like, I don't know, dude. I think the world of it, dude. And like, it kind of got me back into reading again. So
sick.
I encourage you, if you choose to do a fiction, try Ready Player One, dude, because I've got a feeling you will not be disappointed, dude.
Right.
It's Willy Wonka meets the Matrix, dude. That's what it is.
Fuck out of here.
You know what an Easter egg is? It's the ultimate Easter egg inside this virtual reality world, and you got to find it.
Oh, yeah. And that was that's the premise of it, right?
And that's the premise of it. And if you find this Easter egg, you get the keys to the mansion, dude. You get the whole fucking shebang.
You get the shebanga.
The creator died. Uh-huh. Right in the beginning of the book, he dies. And he's like, in his memorial, whatever, and when he's talking, he describes the Easter egg, dude. And it's just golden, dude. I'm telling you, it's so fucking good, dude.
The Easter egg.
And you understand the virtual reality world to a sense, because we had those little times where we got to play with it, you know
yes.
what I mean?
The feeling of virtual reality.
Dude, and so it's like he meets this girl, her name's Artemis, and she's like kind of famous in a weird way.
Okay.
But he's never met her in the real life, and they form this relationship. But everyone you meet in this artificial world, you don't know in the real world, dude. It's like crazy. It's just, you can understand every concept that they're going after, dude. Like gamer tags and shit. And like, one day, you should read that book, dude.
Oh, I will.
And it's not thick, dude. It's like, it's kind of thin. It's only like, what? It's about 300, 350 pages or so.
Okay.
You know, it's not like super big, dude. It's just like, and it's kind of bigger font, too. It's not like huge font.
Yeah, see, and that's what I was saying. You know, there was a book that I used to read, or a series of books. It was called, like, Pimp, and you know, it was Iceberg Slim's books. Iceberg Slim, when he wrote, his writing sounded like conversation. Like he was just like, we're talking, you know, we're talking. And that's how, when you read it, it sounds like he's just talking to you about like a situation that happened. And it's like, I see it. And this is slang from like 50s and 60s going into the 70s, but it's like relative to like, he paints the picture, like, oh, because he leads you to what you know. But he also leaves you a little glossary, is that what it is?
Uh-huh.
So you can, you know, he'll asterisk some words or whatever. So if you don't know a word, there's a whole. So you can.
Same thing in this one, too,
You could go back and get the lingo right. So if you're reading something and it doesn't make sense, and you figure out what the word is, it's kind of like what Dianetics teaches you. I don't know if you remember that book L. Ron Hubbard wrote, Dianetics.
Yeah.
Part of it they were talking was, if you don't understand a word, do not continue on, because you're going to totally misread what you're reading.
You like L. Ron Hubbard?
No, I'm just saying, L. Ron Hubbard, that was one of the things in the book of Dianetics. I had a paperback here at the house a long time ago, and I read a couple pages.
I think he showed me, dude.
Yeah, fucking, I read that a little bit of it, and ended up using it as a practice book to try to rip a phone book thing. I don't know if you remember that shit. Like, I tried to tear it in half, you know, because it was a thick ass book. But I remember reading a little bit of it, and there was some cool shit. There's some cool shit that they're talking about. Like, you know, it's not like going on a spaceship or anything like that. It was more of like self awareness, bringing man to the zero level, oneness, a complete human. You know what I mean?
You made me think of The Master with Joaquin Phoenix.
That's a movie that it's playing at the Camarillo Theater right now.
With who's the guy that died? Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh, Philip Seymour Hoffman. Okay. Didn't he choke himself or something?
Or
was it a drug overdose? Was it drugs?
I can't remember that one, but he plays L. Ron Hubbard in the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude. And he takes on Joaquin Phoenix as his kind of like his study, you know, like his project, because Joaquin Phoenix is severely corrupted from the war, this post-traumatic stress, like he's basically off balanced. And at any point he can just lose it. And this fascinates Philip Seymour Hoffman as L. Ron Hubbard as a study, like a test subject. And they form a friendship, a bond that can't be broken, dude. And it's
oh, wow.
Two A-list actors that just kill it, dude.
And that just kill it.
Yeah. All right, bro.
Dana, man, it was fucking great chopping it up with you, brother. Fucking holler at me anytime. You know the number. Fucking, I'm around the way. Dude. I ain't far to find. When you're in town, definitely hit me up. You already know it.
I definitely will, bro.
Word of up.
It's been a pleasure, man, dude. It's been good talking with you, man. It's been a while, dude.
It's been a while, man. And you know, sooner than later. You already know it, bro.
I think of you often, man.
Always, man. We always think about you too, though. We always think about you, fucking, when we do our group activities. You know what I mean? You're with us in spirit, brother. Don't even trip. When you come in town, it's gonna be like a homecoming. You come out, we'll have some fun.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah. All right,
Dan. Bro.
We'll see you, bro. Have a good
later,
one.
Later, bro.
Later. And if you don't know, you should. That's my man, Dana. Word him up. We got DC in the motherfucking Hez now.
What's good?
Dab chatting in the late night.
What's Tuesday? Tuesday, fucking.
Token Tuesday.
Turpy Tuesday, Token Tuesday.
Turpy Thursdays.
Turpy Thursdays, Token Tuesdays.
Token Tuesdays. I got a back with her hair.
You already know what it is.
Thought I was smelling earlier. But you can smell it?
On the backward?
Yeah.
Oh
my gosh.
The music. Hold on, let me hook you up.
The show. What's going on?
Got a couple
other comedians. What's this about?
We're gonna have a bomb ass dinner. Oh. Alley Gourmet's preparing. It's gonna be dope. I wanna really make it pop off out there so we can have something.
Did you hear it?
I know it's right here, though. It's like very close.
As the vendors and as people that we know out here,
that's scary.
Able to
what?
Their legs and have a good
what do
time
I do?
Drop it like it's hot.
Enjoy some bomb turps if they want to.
Once it's done, let me know, and I'm gonna cap
you. That's really what I'm trying to bring, you know, to the table. You know, just a real social club for us. You know, with dinner and everything. Kind of cool.
Put it against the wall, and that little pearl's gonna spin around.
May 26th.
No, just press it against the wall and let that little, the little ball spin. You get the spins?
Yeah, so just fucking
feel it? Yeah, just keep it against the wall and let it spin. That's what's agitating the thing.
Oh, it's so it fucking gives more smoke.
Yeah. See how it spins around like Tron?
Wow.
Pretty cray cray, right?
So once you get like a good spill on that motherfucker,
that rosin extract,
yeah,
you know it's like all whirly.
Some of that fire.
I was like, yo, let's drop the pearl, dog.
That mid
front.
Ray, you're about to go inside. Monster's trying to come inside. Ray's been chilling all these. He laid out.
OG, I see OG
Kemp.
OG
Kemp.
He's all
chill.
Is that the salt buster food for fucking flies?
Yeah, flies or any kind of bugs.
Work?
Oh, it works. Totally works. I've had that since the temple.
Yeah. But you can't. You got that fucking, do they got to be chilling, though?
No.
You blast that motherfucker out the sky?
Yeah, you blast that motherfucker out the sky.
Mimosa.
Because it's like a shotgun, right? And they're like, you know, they're kind of like they'd be flying around just hovering and shit.
Yeah.
Booyah! You hit them with one in the sky and shit, it blasts their wings. It takes out their wings because it's salt. It's like a little bunch of coats.
Yeah. And then they just go down, huh? Bzzz.
They hit the ground, you just fucking... Hasta la vista, baby.
Damn. Standing over them, puggy style.
Straight up, bro. Puggy, you know. So you hit them with the first one, the other one in the air. You hit the ground. This is a real deal, though.
Yeah.
This it works. Yeah. After this, you don't need a motherfucking... You don't need a flashlight.
Fuck.
Yeah, like it makes spice water so much fun. It's kind of like you want to eat some food out so it gets a little...
fucking glass.
Yeah, how do you like that tangy, though?
So
yeah,
much fire. Thing,
so fucking fly this drone at night right now.
Into the fucking night sky.
It's just kind of loud, you know what I mean? The dogs start fucking bugging out. You know what I mean? You have like a
fucking UFO.
A UFO flying with fucking beacons, little fucking green lights and red lights. Motherfuckers start fucking bugging out. The other day I flew in an Indy. Took it high. Got scared as fuck. I couldn't see where it was at. It was so dark.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't even know which way is what. Finally got it close. And then fucking controlled it like a radio control car. Seen it in the air like, come back home, bitch. It was tight though. I'm attempting to fly to your pad. I think you guys are close enough. I think you guys are close enough to do a flyby.
I'm attempting.
But I don't know if battery life will take me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Will the battery life fucking die out before getting there?
Why? Because
if I were to fly on the drone, I would assume it would take about 7 minutes.
Usually, fly?
Yeah.
Fuck no.
You think? Less than that?
Faster, fool.
Faster than that?
Fuck yeah. Because it's just going to fly over.
Even flying on caution? Oh, you're right.
You know what I mean?
No, that would be like 2 minutes.
Even if you go over like high, you could just like land and then be like, you know, it'll be even faster than you just go. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna fly to you guys' pad, dude. Fucking.
Drop the kite off.
I'm gonna connect something shit. And I'm gonna drop you guys off a fucking a little pack
of edible.
I'm gonna fly over a little envelope. A little envelope. With a little fucking bag in there. Yeah, so you got this little pearl. And what you do is you drop that pearl.
What are you guys
having
though?
There you go.
Some tangy Skywalker cured reds, and I wonder who's it by. Did you get any fire at County Connect?
Woo!
Shabbed the nap.
Shit, only real deal Terps?
Only the realest.
Right here, real deal fucking apes.
How much are you selling these for?
$30.
Will you pick up if I call up?
That's what everyone says. You can only get them at the sesh.
Will they pick up
if I call? He doesn't fucking pick up.
Hey, but
pop it in. Pop it in the witch book card. It works in the F9.
Oh, it even works in F9? Mm-hmm.
Just push down on it.
Some of their
buds, real deal turps. Guava.
Real deal turp?
Real deal. But game over, my G.
They just got all their permits at recreation.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
I know that I just talked to him not that long ago.
Woo.
We'll see what they say.
Shout out Mr. Dank right
Shout
here,
dog. Shout out Mr. Dank.
You get this shit from Latin America, it's so fucking clean. This shit clean, clean.
Like, a lot of companies are going to go license soon.
Guava.
The guava.
We're only going to be able to license events.
Damn, what the fuck?
Whoa.
You know what I'm saying? But like, so I don't know. Hopefully I'm able to get that back real soon, you know. In one way or another, get Pro Farm.
That's a good fucking taste.
Oh, there he is. What's good? It's 11:30. What's good, man? How you doing, Bubs? Hey, bro. So,
Can you go to the gram,
I don't know if you're busy or
yeah.
whatnot, but
Very nice.
We're all booked up for DFO on the 9th and 10th. We got our spot and everything like that. I was going
to
give you the details.
These will go
on
to regular days.
So,
fucking, that's crazy that it could just, it's just this, the bottom.
Well, yeah,
mm-hmm.
it's,
magnetic.
You know, it's what they voted
but
for.
But they're also spinning for the 510.
What's that?
It'll also spin into the 510, fucking.
You know, recreational.
Huh.
Regular fucking.
So
yeah, I got my battery charger right here. This is the motherfucking
anyone
battery.
Anyone in here planning on going to DFO? Anyone in here know what DFO is?
Yeah, we're back. Woods. You like how I did that? Then we're back. Woods. There you go. That F9, King Louie. Shout out Stony Collective. Holy smokes.
Yes, sir.
That's a fucking nice fucking fire. Word up. We're out here. I want to fly this drone at night. What I'm going to do is I'm going to connect a fucking little light to it. I'm going to try to fucking connect a little, you know, those. Just like a little flashlight, mag light right here. Pow! So you have visual.
Gotta tell the FAA about.
You know, I was reading on it today and shit. When you fly your drone, like, by the airport. Or whatever, if you're by an airport, you gotta call the tower. You gotta buzz the tower and tell them, like, yo, man, I'm flying. I'm out here, I'm flying. I'm like, where? What it is, what it was, you are at the parlor with Potter and Friends right now. We got my boy DC in the house, and we are blazing this blunt, taking some dabs, checking out JoJo on the Instagram Live. Too much stimulus going on, talking drone shit.
Talk that drone shit.
And took a couple dabs already. About to light this blunt though. Ray Dog's about to go to the side though, actually. I gotta send in Ray Dog. Hold on, let me get Ray Dog in the crib. Because Monstro. It's about that time.
Sub.
I'm gonna let you guys listen to JoJo for a minute while I fucking just get ready to send the house.
Huh.
5-3. Ken Giles facing Ian Kinsler. Tying run. Two outs. Another dab or this blue tall? You watched the game earlier?
Yeah. Oh, no. What's up, dude?
See that news that fucking gambling is gonna be fucking.
It looks like allowed? It's gonna be the real deal.
Fucking gambling is gonna be allowed.
You said they have to reintroduce it, but looks like it's on its way. Maybe within a year or two.
That's crazy, right?
I just wonder how they're gonna do it.
How's Vegas gonna fucking feel about that?
Yeah.
They can feel all betrayed and shit.
Yeah, they're gonna
do our sports book don't mean shit. But at the sports book, they added in all the apps and everything already.
Yeah, they do.
You can do all a sports book from your phone.
Yep. You can do a whole sports book from your phone.
You know?
You just gotta. I got the app, but then fucking it doesn't work in Cali Lions.
It only works in the casino, doesn't it?
Yeah, or you have to be in Nevada.
Oh, you have to be in Nevada.
Yeah. That's so like cool. One time it even like worked, but I was sketchy to do a bet just cause.
You take your money and you be like, you're in Cali, like, bro. Hey,
that was against the rules.
Your IP address said you're over here.
Be like, my bad. I was in Baker. My bad.
I was staying over at State Line. I was actually on the Wild Bill side of State Line.
I was on Whiskey Pete's. Fucking, my bad.
I was on the roller coaster at Whiskey Pete's. Buffalo Bills.
The top is in California.
that I just happened to be right there when I pushed send. Damn, there's a fucking. It's like a B-boy beat right there. Dude, I think I got allergies. I think in my older age, I've gained allergies.
Possible.
Never had allergies before or anything like that. But like, the past couple days, I've been feeling real foggy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like real foggy, and my nose has been plugged up. No sore throat or anything like that. You know, I'm not sneezing here or there, like,
yeah,
what would that be called? Like a hay fever or something?
It must some shit, but it's some shit. What could be new, fucking, you know what I mean? You gotta think, like, what's fucking, what were you introduced to new that's fucking causing this?
Peanuts,
you know what I mean? Peanut allergy.
I don't know,
maybe what is it? That new fucking.
It was just in the past couple days.
Pollen just floating in the air.
It was like
getting the tip of
your
nose.
Well, the sun's out now. You know what I mean? Maybe. Ray, you ready to go inside? Motherfucker. But yeah, it kind of kills me, man. I took this Mucinex, and that fucking worked wonders.
Yeah.
Dude, like, I'm talking within like 10 minutes of taking it. Everything's cleared up.
Yeah.
And for like the next 12 hours, I'm good.
Yeah.
It just wear off. Like, what time we got right now? Time right now is 10:40 p.m.
10:40.
In the West Coast. West, y'all. Yeah. X Gang. Wakanda.
Oh, fuck.
Wakanda.
Okay.
Wakanda.
We're out here?
We're out here.
Let's go. What color do you get?
Black.
X-Boys. X-Men.
Wakanda. What tips and tricks can you tell me about this thing? What, any cool things?
Cool photos.
Oh, there's the watch. I need a pair of my watch. I forgot about that. Wow, that's fucking technology at its finest. I just pointed the phone at my watch and it's pairing.
Did you do the face fucking recognition?
Or am I bugging? Oh, I don't know. Dang, dang. The dev chats continue. Which one is that? The Gorilla Glue?
Barely going down, barely.
From the Slabby? That's from the Slabby?
Yeah. That's from the Slabby last week?
Yeah.
Of course. Your shit was fucking dabs ago.
Oh, I just recently ended mine, but I'm just saying, good shit.
Yeah.
See? Sometimes value slabs are to your benefit.
Yeah. And that's why we need to smoke those up.
You know? Get yourself a nice value slab. Last year was nice, fucking wild, dude.
Here, look at this, the fucking new Vega right here. Let's go.
Let's go.
Fuck it. Who is this? Pause one. Robin the Landlord featuring Prince Poe and Vega Monster.
Oh, the Daily Show?
Yeah, on the Daily?
On the Daily? He was saying that I should have posted something like that on the Daily.
Well, he texted me today. He's like, oh, I guess this is out. Like, okay.
Alright, let's give it a listen.
Pretty good.
Very well. So after you drop it, put this against the wall and try to make that ball spin.
Wow.
Look at that spinning. My nose is still stuffed up. Monster's on the couch. Good boy. Let me get my tooth for Monster. Monster's a good boy.
Holy shit.
How was that?
Wow. Shit makes you hit it harder because you want to get the ball rolling.
The pearl, the little pearl.
I want to get the pearl rolling.
Got your love like a motherfucker licking the pearl too. Now the homie used to tell me that she was no good, but I was crazy yakking black Mr. Snoopy Eastwood. I'm back in the fuck county, shit. Are they doing another cannabis? I think I seen something in CB3.
I thought I seen that too.
That's where I seen a CB3. And I seen Biz over at the motherfucking Cataconnect.
Yeah.
So is that his company, Alter State?
The same. I guess that's him and
it's the same. Yeah. Yeah, it's the same.
Oh yeah, I see them have some other shit though.
Yeah.
Like some LA shit.
Yeah.
Or no?
I don't know. But yeah, I seen them at the set. That's word up. He's cool as hell. I'm like, what up, dog? He's like, yeah, what's up? Took a dab. Had some fun. You know? Here you go. I'm having a hell of a time trying to pair this daggone looking Apple Watch. Let's see if that helps. Okay. How do you get the remember there used to be a screen when you scroll up?
Yeah.
Oh, you scroll down.
What are you doing?
Oh, what? I wanted to get my flashlight. Oh, but.
Oh, take a flash?
What can I put it? It says put it in the screen, right?
It should get it real fast, dog. You see how fast it is. I think it's the connection. It's probably right.
Huh?
Maybe,
I'm trying to unpair it from the other one. Maybe if I go to the settings.
Oh, here. Bluetooth it again, huh? No?
I want to unpair this. See now, if I unpair this. Fuck out of here, Siri. I don't want to talk to you. It's 10:58. Shut the fuck up, Nikki. We're good. We just want the settings. There it is. Settings. Bluetooth. There it is. Yes. Woo! Okay, so it's my turn for a dab. I'm gonna try some of the D stuff right here. I like that Flight Farms though.
Yeah, it's just fire.
Super convenient, ain't it?
Yeah.
Well, ain't it? General. Here we go. Reset. All media, data, and settings will be erased, but erasing will not remove activation lock. To remove activation lock, first unpair the Apple Watch before erasing it. Are you sure you want to continue? See? I'm going to cancel. How do I unpair this shit? Location services. Wait, station, orientation, about, here we go, about, now, where the fuck do you impair this? Let me take a dab, I'll probably figure it out after a dab. Dab, live there, get the shit up. I'm gonna take this dab of, I believe it's the Gorilla Glue. Mr. Dave, Gorilla Glue. Terps are the rarest kind. Been around the block and I. Cool down. So earlier I was rapping with my buddy Dana from up north. He's actually from the town. He's from around the way. He lives up north in Santa Cruz right now. And we were just chit-chatting about, you know, what we do, you know, nerd shit. Fucking video games, fucking books, movies. But he said he'll be coming down, like, next weekend. So we'll take that fool out and have a good time.
hit some landmarks.
Maybe we take him out to the orchard for that fucking dinner in the orchard. $20. Dinner in the orchard. JoJo Entertainment. Kenna Connect. They'll be hosting a dinner in the orchard.
So what goes on there?
Three-course meal. Medicated.
Spaghetti, fettuccine, and veal.
Comedy and music. And live music.
Sounds like fucking dream nights. You know what I'm saying? Shit we just dream of, you know what I'm saying?
Shit. You could be there.
Yeah, yeah, this shit's just to the public, right?
Yeah, all you have to do is be 21 and over. Oh, that ball skin is like Tron.
Yeah.
Got muscle bugging out. Like, what the hell are you doing? Centrifugal force. Whoa, that's nice. That is a nice dab. Boom. Boom. Let's get it.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.